Hi, I'm Gary Malevsky, and I'm your host of Cyber Defense TV. Today's special guest is Chu Kim Izgit. She is the Chief Product Officer of Edgewave. Tell us about Edgewave.
Thanks, Gary. Edgewave is a cybersecurity leader. We are in the email and web security space, as well as information archive. We've actually been around for a number of years, and our co-founders have actually pioneered some of the web and email space, and so we're just really glad to be here with you today and share with you, you know, our thoughts around the email security space as well as other security landscape.
So cybercrime is on the rise. We've looked at privacyrights.org, and we've seen 10 billion records and growing. The data is stolen, usually, through email. What's wrong? Why are these companies getting breached all the time through email? Is there something that they're missing? Is there something that Edgewave can do for them to solve this problem?
That's a good question. So, totally agree. I think the rise in phishing attacks, cybercrime, ransomware, right? A lot of ransomware actually begins with a phishing attack, is just increasing by exponential numbers. What Edgewave has really done is over the years, we've developed technology both using machine learning as well as unique human expert analysis to be able to empower the end users, right?
Is this more than anti-phishing training?
Oh, this is 10 times more, right? And you have to. I think security awareness has really paved the way for a lot of industries that are going down this path because, you know, the awareness and the training needs to be there. You know, the end users need to know that, hey, there's some simple things, simple rules and policies that you need to abide by where, you know, don't open this. This looks fishy. It's suspicious. You know, report this back to IT. But if you end it where it's reporting back to IT, now you've all of a sudden inundated your IT organization with the burden of having to investigate every single phishing email. And based on what you just even mentioned, that is a huge burden for any IT organization, whether you've got a full SOC or a one-man shop to be able to handle. So you've got to have a tool to be able to remediate that automatically in the inbox and not even rely on your end users to have to do that on their own because they're not security experts.
So is this like the anti-phishing firewall that gets built into my email client?
Well, it is. So to some degree, right, you can maybe say it that way, but really it is a very simple Outlook plugin. And what it does is allow the end user just look at the suspicious email, not even really click on anything, report it, and then that's when the magic happens, right? From if you're a client of Edgewave, you would actually have that sent back to our lab, and that lab does all the real-time analysis and then provides a disposition back to the end user or automatically removes it from the actual inbox, so they don't even have to do anything with it.
So I'm in Outlook, I've got your plugin, and I see what? And what do? I click on something that says, I think this is suspicious?
Right. There's just a simple little button. The email's there. You submit it. That email is now quarantined. Mm-hmm. Your user has, you know, no opportunity to go and actually go and, you know, accidentally, you know, re-click on that email until, right, our analysis comes back and allows them to, you can safely open it, or you can go back and it's actually been removed for them on their behalf.
And the last part I'm curious about is I hear a lot in the cybersecurity field, all across the board, whether it's endpoint security or threat intel, everybody's talking about AI and machine learning and cloud. Mm-hmm. Do you do the same kind of thing in a different way for email security? You've got intelligence, you've got human intelligence, machine learning. It's all doing this, but it's specific to email?
Well, we do. I mean, we do it specifically for email. We have machine learning that we use, and we've got, you know, layers of security that processes, learns upon itself as machine learning would. But then we also add this human analysis level that I think is very unique to us. I think, you know, everyone has a lab, right? And you've got honeypots and people are going out and looking at different campaigns and malware in the in the industry and down in the dark, dark web. But what we do that's so unique is it's not just at that level. It's not just at the threat intel level, but it's at the analysis level right when the attack is happening. Right when someone is being attacked, we look at it in real time and then make sure we're giving you the most accurate response back or remediating it as soon as it happens.
So I just want to thank Chu for coming to the hot seat today. And stay tuned for another episode of Cyber Defense TV, where information security knowledge is power.